Welcome back to the Evan Solomon Show. Call us at 1-855-633-1010. Text me at 71010. Our lines are blowing up already. Answer this question. Should Canada help a Holocaust denier imprisoned in Germany? We just chatted with the head of a civil liberties group in Ontario who says yes. He says that Ontario and the federal government should be coming forward and should be coming to the aid of Monica Schaefer. And he says she's been imprisoned due to videos that she's made denying the Holocaust. She was charged with a German criminal law that doesn't actually exist here in Canada. And he's calling out the justice minister and the foreign affairs minister to act immediately, saying that she's a political prisoner who needs help.
No actual threat of harm or causal connection to any harm ever has to be demonstrated. So the state can put someone in jail without there ever being that link made.
That's Joseph Hickey, the executive director of the Civil Liberties Association. And he says that this is something the government needs to act on. We chatted with Ed Prucci, who's our CTV legal analyst, to get his take on things.
Germany, as a mature Western democracy, is entitled to make the call about whether it's going to let international law dictate what is or isn't appropriate in its local domestic forum. We're not going to intervene.
He said that, yeah, this woman is misstating a historical fact. And obviously, it's a pretty repulsive thing to say that the Holocaust didn't happen. But he says it's pretty much up to Germany. What do you think? Give us a call, 1-855-633-1010. Should Canada work to try and get this woman back to our country, this Holocaust denier who is imprisoned in Germany? Darren, you are on the line. What do you think?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I really enjoyed listening to what the gentleman said, and I agree with him on just on pretty well everything he said, but I don't think he's taken into account the historical context and the specificity of the law here. We're talking about Germany and the Holocaust. Germany as a whole doesn't deny people their rights in this way. But on this one specific issue where they're extremely sensitive, I don't think we should be involved because of the historical context. But in the greater, context, I would say I know where he's coming from, but not in this case.
Okay, thanks for the call, Darren. We've got Luis on the line. What do you think?
Yes, I also agree with the Ontario Civil Liberties. I think freedom of expression it trumps everything. Sorry for the word. Some people may take offense to that word, but anyway, it overrides any concern for the historical accuracy of anything. If somebody has an opinion, they have a right to express it. I have a right to hear it.
No matter how repulsive it is.
I beg your pardon?
No matter how repulsive it is.
Well, it might be repulsive to you and to me and to many others, but, you know, the only way we can get at truth is by having a transparent dialogue. And if somebody has something to say, I want to hear it. I don't want to be restricted. To me, it's not only impinging on her freedom to expression, but my freedom, too. I want to hear what other people have to say.
Okay. Thanks, Louise, for the call. I appreciate it. Louise says it's about freedom of expression. Remember, she was charged with a German criminal law that does not exist here in Canada. So are we stepping into an area that's not really our territory? Somebody texted me and said, well, I think we should stay out of it as Germany has the right. It's their country. They can make their own laws and enforce them. Let's mind our own business. Jason, you're on the line. What's your take?
My take is when we go to another country, we take upon just the venturing into the other country. We assume the responsibility of obeying their laws. I agree that being able to say whatever you choose to say, when you want to say it, and how you want to say it, regardless how disgusting and hateful it is, should be permitted in Canada, because there was a time when saying blacks or women or Native Indians, you know, were not really human, would have been, to say that they were human in Canada, would be repulsive and disgusting to certain groups of people just not too long ago, 80, 100 years ago. But that's our business. In other countries, we don't have the right to go in there and dictate what they say is a law and what isn't a law and what should stand and what shouldn't stand. If the case is that we do have the right, then what's going to happen when our you know, marijuana laws come in place where we can smoke marijuana. Are we going to be bailing everybody out around the world because they say, well, in Canada we can smoke?
Thanks for the call, Jason. Jeffrey does not agree. He says that Canada should not be stepping into this. Why, Jeffrey?
Well, I happen to be Jewish. My father's family was almost completely exterminated. My mother's family lost an awful lot of relatives as well. If it was up to me, I'd let her rot in there for the rest of her life. I'm not going to say anything about how a black person feels, and I don't think anybody who isn't Jewish should comment about something about the Holocaust when they have no idea what it did to families. No idea whatsoever. Unless you're Jewish, you have no right to an opinion about saying, oh, they have the right to express that the Holocaust was this or that. They're full of it, and I'm sorry. She should rot in prison for the rest of her life.
Wow, great call, Jeffrey. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. Nick, you're on the line. Hi. What do you think of what Jeffrey had to say?
Hi. Can you hear me?
We can, yeah. We just had a caller who said, I'm Jewish, and I would leave her there to rot. What do you think of that?
Okay. Well, I'd like to comment on that, the term freedom of speech and freedom of expression, because this seems to be the issue at hand, because people feel, the ACLU feels, we have freedom of speech, and Germany should abide by our laws. The problem with the term freedom of speech and freedom of expression, I believe, has been loosely used. That term was born out of countries where the regime is oppressive and people were jailed or tortured or killed for speaking out against the government. I don't see how freedom of speech can apply to somebody who wants to just spread hate or, you know, incite hatred against certain groups. Now, what the ACLU also said is that no matter how controversial the person's opinion is, they should still be able to say it. I don't agree with that, and I'll tell you why.
Okay, Nick, we've got 20 seconds here, so wrap it up.
Okay, so I can tell you, my wife is of Indian descent. She's not white, nor is she Christian. During the elections in Quebec, what Marois was doing was doing divisive politics, and that put my wife's security and safety at risk. Mm. So I don't see the ACLU's point. I really don't.
All right. Thanks for that call, Nick. I appreciate it. We're getting still a lot of text messages on this. Somebody texted and said, Holocaust denying is horrific and it cannot be supported. But Canadians abroad should be defended and supported in accordance with the law, regardless of the moral questions raised by their crime. Another person said, no, it's not our country. We should stay out of it. Let them mind their own laws. And then another person said, there's freedom of speech and then there's clear hate messaging. There is no reason to help justify her inaccurate opinion. Does Canada not support hate? What's next? Interesting text messages. Interesting conversation. Coming up on the show, wait until you hear this story. We're going to sit down and we're going to meet a man whose boat was pierced by a flying lava rock from a nearby volcano in Hawaii. Will Bryan joins us next. I'm Christy Cameron in for Evan Solomon.